This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. This week, Governor Polis is preparing to lift the statewide stay-at-home order. It's set to expire Sunday. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
It's been 4.5 weeks since Polis initially ordered Coloradans to stay home, only to venture out for essential things like groceries and exercise. Workers in critical areas like healthcare and sanitation would remain on the job. Late last week, Polis reiterated the need to do more testing and contact tracing to pinpoint the spread of the virus as the state opens up. Harvard researchers estimate Colorado is more than 100 tests short each day of what it needs. Polis also ordered more screening of residents and workers in elder care facilities and a requirement that essential workers wear masks. The governor says not to expect to return to normal anytime soon, even after the point when the stay-at-home order is lifted. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
State health officials say more than 420 people have died in Colorado after contracting COVID-19. Officials said Sunday that 874 people are hospitalized with coronavirus. That's after several days of that number dropping. Almost 10,000 people in the state have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Colorado's clean energy industry shed more than 1,000 jobs last month because of the pandemic. That's according to the nonprofit business group E2 Environmental Entrepreneurs. Colorado fared better than other states. California had the largest number of layoffs, with nearly 20,000 jobs shed. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.